How do you make a downtown redevelopment work successfully in New Jersey? Well, there are a number of state programs that help developers reduce their tax burden in the early years, like the pilot program, that's payment in lieu of taxes. But sometimes that's just not enough to make the development attractive. Sometimes you need to lubricate the system a bit. So in Hackensack, that's the county seat of Bergen County, New Jersey, they're redeveloping the Main Street Business District for mixed-use multifamily housing, some new retail spots like restaurants and coffee shops. But the one thing developers say is missing is the restaurants want to serve alcohol, and liquor licenses are very expensive in New Jersey. They're too expensive for the small businesses they want to attract into the smaller retail spaces they're building. Here's Hackensack Mayor John LaBrosse.
Well, you know, the state gives us a wonderful tool with these pilot programs, which gives incentives to these developers to come in and redevelop your city. And, you know, Hackensack has a huge potential here to get itself back as, you know, being one of the best downtowns in Bergen County, which it used to be back in the day. But unfortunately, you put all these people on your main street, you know, upwards of 2,000-3,000 people, and there's no liquor licenses available. They're very hard to come by. There's only a limited amount in the municipality.
So the mayor and the head of the business group spearheading the development, Jerry Lombardo, got together with a local assemblyman and came up with a bill to create a whole new class of liquor license.
So with this bill, based on it being in an area in need of rehabilitation and within a zone, so to speak, it allows for us to have liquor in some of these new restaurants. And we're hoping they can get this thing through because it's really very important.
From the point of view of Jerry Lombardo, the head of the Main Street Business Alliance, which is spearheading the redevelopment, the clock is ticking on getting liquor licenses or permits of some kind into the district.
Right now, it's about a year and a half before the first people are going to start to live down here. But once they actually do, we need to create the retail activity and the restaurants and everything else that's going to go along with that type of attraction. Because, you know, people, the model seems to be that everybody's moving back to the cities and they would like to have, you know, an environment where you can live, work, play, eat, and shop and do everything and, you know, come down from your apartment, go out for coffee, go to a nice place where you get a drink and a dinner. So we're trying to create that in Hackensack. And as an additional puzzle piece, we know that we need to be able to sell alcohol in the downtown.
And that's where Assemblyman Gordon Johnson comes in. Johnson is a Democrat from the 37th District of New Jersey. He's also a deputy speaker of the New Jersey State Assembly, and he's sponsoring the legislation that will create a very limited kind of liquor permit within the redevelopment district in Hackensack.
This bill is to try to find that person or the people with small businesses who want to open small restaurants to populate the downtown area. Now, that's been an area in need of redevelopment. That's part of the requirement, which Main Street is in Hackensack. And it's also a transit hub. So it's a transit center and also an area in need of redevelopment. And that restricts it to the city of Hackensack at this time as a pilot program.
Johnson says one of the ways they're going to try to get support from existing liquor license owners is to give some of the money they collect in fees from these new permits back to the people who hold existing liquor licenses.
They will get a part of the proceeds from the permits that are issued out. The exact number for that is still being worked on. We're looking at maybe the cost of a permit to be about $25,000 for the first year and $15,000 per year going out, with maybe 80% of the funds going, 80% of those funds going to existing liquor license holders.
Hackensack Mayor LaBrosse.
The nice thing about this bill is it gives something back to the existing license holders, where they get paid a 80% of the fee. Actually goes back to the existing license holders with the same type of holding the same type of license that these restaurants would have, basically.
Main Street Business Alliance Chairman Lombardo says the program fits in nicely with the state's smart growth initiatives for proper planning in urban redevelopment settings.
if you're going to build housing, you want to build it near the transit. Our highways are maxed out. Our a lot of our resources, energy, and so forth are maxing out, and people want to come back to the cities, and they want to live, you know, within walking distance of a bus station or a train station, so they could go to work and yet come home and still have the ambiance that that they're looking for. So that's what we're trying to create here in Hackensack. Hackensack happens to be, just got a designation as a transit city. So part of the bill that we, that when we went to Assemblyman Gordon and Holly Schapese and some of the other people that we've asked to help us, we said, look, guys, we need another tool in the toolbox to get this redevelopment over the goal line. We're right here. We're on the precipice of a great new downtown, but we don't have enough ability to sell alcohol. And our idea, and again, came from some professionals that advised us, but we feel that the best way to do that is with these permits.
For his part, Mayor LaBrosse is not concerned about the competition that the new liquor permits might create. He thinks that'll be a good thing for all of the restaurants in the downtown area and elsewhere in Hackensack.
And I've always been a firm believer that the competition is good for business. And, you know, if you're familiar with North Jersey, Riverside Square has, I think, 9 or 10 restaurants. And it seems the more they put in there, the busier the place gets. And they just, you know, people go from one place to another trying to get in. It's unbelievable how the competition has actually pushed, you know, business to a new level over there. And we're looking for some of that in downtown Hackensack. We want, you know, we want a little bit of a restaurant crawl where people are walking up and down the street. Oh, let's try this place. If you can't get in, we'll go to this place. You know, that's actually the goal we want to get to is we want a busy, vibrant, pedestrian-friendly downtown that serves liquor.
The liquor permits are non-transferable and non-saleable. They have to be used in a restaurant or retail establishment within the redevelopment district in Hackensack. And the advocates of the proposal say they're hopeful that it will get through the state assembly this year for the governor's signature, but they do admit it might have to wait for a new governor to be elected in November. For GlobeStreet.com, this is Steve Lubetkin, State Broadcast News.